Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Gift cards are popular every holiday season. You probably have a few old ones stashed in a drawer somewhere. And who knows if you'll ever get around to using them. But did you know that, depending upon where they're from, you might be able to convert gift cards into cash?
Stores that have a lot of different kinds of merchandise, like your big box stores such as Target, Walmart, Amazon, those cards are going to be way more valuable, and you'll be able to get closer to the face value of the card than if you were to try to, say, get rid of something like Hallmark or a Michaels gift card or something to like a pet store, for instance.
That's Julie Ramhold from DealNews.com. She'll discuss how you can sell your unused gift cards, and she'll flag some related privacy issues you should be aware of. That's next. If you're like a lot of people, you have a stack of old gift cards from stores and restaurants piling up. Well, what if you could just sell them and collect the cash? Maybe you can. And DealNews.com's Julie Ramhold is on the line to tell us how. So, Julie, we're not talking about Visa cash cards or similar cards, but let's say I got a gift card for the holidays to a seafood restaurant, but I'm not really a fan of seafood. Is there a way to convert that card to cash?
You can definitely try to convert it to cash. There are several sites out there that you can try to unload those gift cards on, whether it be through an auction site or by trading it in for something else.
And what sorts of resources are there online to try to convert cards to something more usable like cash?
There are a few that we recommend. One is Gift Card Granny. It's actually just an aggregator site, but it's a good place to go and sort of see what the offers are that are out there without having to jump from site to site to site. And once you decide on one, then you can go to that site to complete your transaction. But we also recommend Raise.com, which is an auction site. And the only problem with auction sites is that you won't be paid until it sells. So if you're kind of wanting a quick turnaround and cash right now, it's going to be a bit of a wait. The other one, though, is Cardpool, because it will offer you different types of payment. So you might find that, for instance, the cash payment is lower than what you expected, but you might be able to get a fairly decent payout if you just trade it for, say, like an Amazon gift card.
So if someone has 5 or 6 gift cards they've gotten for the holidays or over the past year or so, are there some types of cards that are more valuable than others when it comes to converting them to something more usable like cash?
Absolutely. Stores that have a lot of different kinds of merchandise, like your big box stores such as Target, Walmart, Amazon, those cards are going to be way more valuable, and you'll be able to get closer to the face value of the card than if you were to try to, say, get rid of something like Hallmark or a Michaels gift card or something to like a pet store, for instance.
Are there any privacy issues that come up when someone tries to sell their cards or try to convert them by making an online transaction?
Really, the only time I tend to see complaints about that is when people try to avoid the sanctioned sites and go through something like Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or something like that, which we don't recommend doing because there's no fraud protection in place in that case. And you can get scammed just as easily as you can scam someone else.
And Julie, is there a better time of the year than another to go ahead and try to exchange your gift cards?
Definitely. If you received a gift card during November or December, we see a lot of deals then. So a lot of people try to sell those gift cards come January and February and March. And the thing is that the market tends to be saturated at that point. So you might actually be better off waiting until after the first quarter of the year to try to sell them then when the market has kind of stabilized again.
And how about fees? Are there ever fees involved when going through this process?
Unfortunately, yeah, there are definitely some fees you have to worry about. When it comes to auction sites, for instance, it's very important to look at the value of the card you're selling, how much they're going to list it for, and how much you can expect to get. For instance, a $25 gift card might sell for $24.89, but when all is said and done, you could get roughly $21 back for it.
Oh, so the fees could take a chunk out of it.
Yeah, and if you're doing a lot, it can kind of start to add up.
So if you got friends and family that buy you gifts throughout the year and they buy you gift cards, it might be a good idea to say, hey, how about a cash card, or tell them the kind of store you like to shop at?
Definitely. I would say try to do that. And if you end up with a card you can't use, you know, there's nothing wrong with regifting. Just go ahead and give it to somebody else.
All right. Good advice from DealNews.com's Julie Ramholt. Julie, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.